Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we welcome you again to the continued ministry of God's Holy Word. The blessed theme that we are studying, the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will once again quote those precious words of our Savior when he spoke them long ago in the upper room to his disciples. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." May God the Holy Spirit bless and prosper the meditation of our hearts upon these priceless, incomparable words spoken by the Son of God relative to his Father's house and to his coming back for his own. We have considered some precious truths relating to that house. We have considered its reality. We have considered its felicity. We have also considered its locality. We've had the joy of considering its immensity, together with its permanency. Now, we look at the point that we have in our scripture relative to the same blessed home, and that is its imminency. Please note the Savior's words as you have them in John 14 and verse 3. "If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again," literally saying, "I am coming again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." May I repeat it again? The Lord literally is declaring, "I am coming again." True, he sets no date. He gives no signs to indicate what we may be looking for, but he intimates that we should be expecting him to return at any moment. Have you ever considered the suddenness of our Lord's coming for his saints? You may remember, if I may point out to you, that in Revelation chapter 22, three times in the closing chapter of that blessed book, the Bible, and the last book of the Bible, the Lord Jesus, in verse 7, in verse 12, and in verse 20, says, "I come quickly." What he is referring to is the quickness of his return, the suddenness of his appearing. May I also bring to your attention the words that are found written by the beloved Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52. Paul writes to say, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep," meaning not in death, "but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye." Please let me point out, relative to this verse, though it refers directly in the chapter to the resurrection of saints, it is also related to the coming of the Lord for his saints, whether they are dead in the grave or whether they are living when he comes. But Paul particularly is giving a revelation concerning those who will be living. "I show you a mystery," something never revealed before. "We shall not all be found dead when Jesus comes." Oh yes, my friend. Paul is referring to the fact when the Lord Jesus comes for his people, though many will be sleeping in the graves, there will be many alive upon the earth. Please let me think with you of it. Great is the thought. Marvelous and stupendous. There will be living believers who will be upon the earth alive, not having seen death, nor gone into death, when Jesus comes. And Paul says concerning them, "We who are alive shall all be changed." My beloved, is not only necessary for the resurrection of the dead in Christ, But I tell you very frankly, Paul in a preceding verse of this scripture says, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Now, beloved, let me say, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, and I am a believer in the Lord Jesus, if the Lord were to come today, if you were to come at this moment, your body and mind would need to be changed. I'll tell you very frankly, here I am sitting at my desk giving this message. And if the Lord came this moment, I've got to go through the roof. And you know very well I can't go through it with this physical body as it is right now. I'd bump my head and bounce back if I ever reach the ceiling. Listen, take in the stupendous revelation. We who are alive shall all be changed, who belong to the Lord in that moment. And please note, it shall be done in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. So sudden, just as fast as it would take you and me to twinkle the eye, such will be the rapidity of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, may I please emphasize, I cannot do it too greatly. The difficulty is we don't take it in as we should do. The suddenness, the rapidity of the event, in its imminency, 'twill be in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. May I point out something very significant? When you look at the word moment in the Greek text, 'tis the only place in the Greek New Testament you have a most interesting word. A word that has particularly come to the attention of science in this past century and the preceding century. It is the word atom, A-T-O-M. And when I was a lad in school, we were taught that atom meant indivisible. It could not be divided. And men, scientifically, were never able to split the atom. But, beloved, you know as well as I do that the progress of human science in the past century and the present century has been such. They split the atom, and they brought with it the greatest of all dangers that the earth has ever faced in regard to its possible destruction by men. One very tritely made the expression, now that they have split the atom, they've got a tiger by the tail, they don't know what to do with it. My beloved Lord, may I point out to you, is it not significant that 1900 years ago approximately, the apostle wrote, the coming of the Lord would take place in an indivisible part of time, when he would come for his saints. Now that raises the question. The rapidity of this blessed event and its imminency emphasized in the Word of God raises the question, are you ready? Did not the Savior say in Matthew 24 and verse 44, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And did he not also add to that in verse 36, preceding that 44th verse, of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Will you please note, the Lord Jesus says, of that day, of that hour. He doesn't say of that year. I have had many Christians seeking to prognosticate to me the year that the Lord's coming. But the Lord Jesus doesn't speak about the year. Says, of the day and of the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. My beloved friend, your responsibility and mine is implied by the words of the Lord Jesus. Be ye also ready. My beloved, are you ready for the Savior to come? And when he comes, here is the question. Here is the problem. Here is the most important factor. Will you go to the Father's house? Will you be one of the ransom when the Lord Jesus comes? Will you go when the trumpet of the Lord sounds and time shall be no more? And that morning dawns eternal bright and fair? When the saved of earth are gathered on the other shore. And when the roll is called, up yonder, will you be there? My beloved friend, please may I stay? The dead in Christ will be raised, the living will be changed, and together will rise to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, my beloved friend, this is the teaching of God's Word relative to the imminency of the precious return of our Savior. And I beg of you, consider the imminency of it. Are you ready? My beloved, let me raise the question. You that are not saved, do you realize if you have a loved one who is saved, if you have a husband that is saved, but you as a wife are not saved, the Lord comes, the saved husband would go, the unsaved wife would be left. Likewise, if it's only an unsaved, if it's a saved wife that goes, and it's an unsaved husband that is living at the time of the coming of the Lord, the unsaved husband will be left. If it is a father, if it is a mother, saved by God's grace, that when the Lord comes will go, and it is a son, or it may be a daughter, unsaved, they will be left. If it is a brother, if it is a sister, in like manner, if one is saved and the other lost, one will go, the other will be left. And that would be left for judgment. Oh, my beloved, are you ready for the Savior to come? Consider the imminency of it. If our Lord should come today and call His own, would you go? 'Tis with grateful thanks to God above, not because of any human merit of mine own, but only through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who saved me as a poor sinner and accepted my plea in confessing my sins and acknowledging my guilt, and in repentance and faith, I cast my faith upon Him, that I rest with satisfaction on the assurance when He comes, I'll go to meet Him in the air. Oh, my beloved, there's no other way but the Lord Jesus Himself and faith in His precious blood. Father, may the Spirit of God sanctify, fruitfully bless the precious Word to the comfort of the saints and to the salvation of sinners. In Jesus' name we ask it, for His glory. Amen.